Bill, she began, I've checked our mountaineers, and here's my verdict. Carl and Joe are in good shape. All indications normal for the work they've done. But Will shows signs of exhaustion and body loss. I won't bother about the details. I don't believe he's been getting all the exercise he should, and he's not the only one. There's been some cheating in the centrifuge. If there's any more, heads will roll. Please pass the word. Yes, ma'am. But there's some excuse. The men have been working very hard. With their brains and fingers, certainly, but not with their bodies. Not real work in kilogram meters. And that's what we'll be dealing with if we're going to explore Rama.
Well, can we?
Yes, if we proceed with caution. Carl and I have worked out a very conservative profile, based on the assumption that we can dispense with breathing gear below level 2. Of course, that's an incredible stroke of luck, and changes the whole logistics picture. I still can't get used to the idea of a world with oxygen. So we only need to supply food and water and thermosuits, and we're in business. Going down will be easy. It looks as if we can slide most of the way on that very convenient banister.
I've got Chips working on a sled with parachute braking. Even if we can't risk it for crew, we can use it for stores and equipment.
Fine. That should do the trip in 10 minutes. Otherwise, it will take about an hour. Climbing up is harder to estimate. I'd like to allow 6 hours, including 2 one-hour periods. Later, as we get experience and develop some muscles, we may be able to cut this back considerably.
What about psychological factors?
Hard to assess in such a novel environment. Darkness may be the biggest problem.
I'll establish searchlights on the hub. Besides its own lamps, any party down there will always have a beam playing on it.
Good. That should be a great help.
One other point. Should we play safe and send a party only halfway down the stair and back? Or should we go the whole way on the first attempt?
If we had plenty of time, I'd be cautious. But time is short, and I can see no danger in going all the way and looking around when we get there.
Thanks, Laura. That's all I want to know. I'll get the exec working on the details, and I'll order all hands to the centrifuge. 20 minutes a day at half a G. Will that satisfy you?
No. It's 0.6 G down there in Rama, and I want a safety margin. Make it 3/4.
Ouch!
For 10 minutes.
I'll settle for that.
Twice a day.
Laura, you're a cruel, hard woman. But so be it. I'll break the news just before dinner. That should spoil a few appetites.